Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a proposed overhaul of driver's license suspensions.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday on the program, we heard how court-mandated fines and fees can put Ohioans in a bind. Their driver's licenses get revoked because of the debt, and then, without a license, they can't get to work to make money and repay it. Often, their only good option is to declare bankruptcy. Now, state lawmakers are considering a different solution. Their proposal would retool the driver's license suspensions process. With the Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford, the State House News Bureau's Sarah Donaldson reports.
Licenses can be revoked for a whole host of reasons under current law. Significant property damage, alcohol and drug offenses, failure to pay child support, debt owed to a court, you name it. And Democratic Senator Katherine Ingram knows the headache that can result. Years ago, she owned a car that she wasn't regularly driving that she didn't hold insurance on. One day, without warning, she got a notice that her driver's license was suspended. And more recently, her son faced a similar situation.
The reinstatement was almost $500. I mean, that's crazy.
She says the particular insurance provision she was hit with no longer exists, but she believes the system needs a makeover. So she joined Senator Bill Blessing, a Republican, in introducing Senate Bill 37 last year. It would eliminate certain circumstances in which drivers lose their licenses and would also create more leniency on the path to getting it back. Under the bill, pulling a license could no longer be a possible penalty for drug offenses, school truancy, or court fines, among other provisions. Blessing says in some cases, suspension is warranted, but he says the current system has the potential to create a vicious cycle.
These people are being punished, but you're also taking away their ability to drive, which is like the number one key thing that most people need to have in place in order to make a living. So how does that make sense?
And the bill's backers argue it's often hitting low-income Ohioans disproportionately in both urban and rural communities.
You cannot hold people hostage.
State lawmakers have tweaked the law surrounding license suspensions before, and Blessing proposed this bill last legislative session, but it didn't go anywhere. Some child support agencies argue pulling a person's license offers a powerful tool to force payments. The Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association opposes the legislation, too. The organization's Lute Hoban says the bill is inflexible.
I can envision circumstances where somebody in the throes of drug addiction who has a history of drug-related convictions would be a danger to others on the road, and the judge would like to suspend their driver's license for a while, and this bill would prevent that.
But the list of proponents on the bill is long and bipartisan.
This is what making laws and legislation should be about. It shouldn't be about who gets to take credit or gets to beat up the other people.
I think people are tired of the bickering. I think they just want to see legislators getting along and doing what they expect us to do, passing good legislation for the benefit of all.
Senate Bill 37 has had several hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it still needs to clear both chambers and the governor's desk before December to become law. Blessing says even on that tight timeline, he thinks they can do it.
Confident it can get out of the Senate, reasonably confident that it can get out of the General Assembly before the end of the year, but
if it doesn't, the clock resets in January. They would have to start from square one, and Ohioans navigating reinstatement will have to make do in the meantime. For the Ohio Newsroom and the State House News Bureau, I'm Sarah Donaldson.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.